Hello and welcome to the UniSA Study Room podcast, the podcast created by students for students. I'm your host, Liliana, and in this season, I'll be joined with interviewers Shazza, Carly, and Natalie. Together, we'll be delving deeper into uni life, answering your questions, and uncovering student perspectives on academic integrity, how to navigate group work, artificial intelligence, academic misconduct, and the unknown grey area in between. This is an alert to all uni students. Hold on to your headphones and your overpriced coffee. You are now entering the study room. So, Carly, I hear you've got a little game for me. Can you explain the rules?
Of course. So, I'm going to list you five different things, and you have to tell me, is it or is it not artificial intelligence?
Ooh.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Awesome. So, first one, facial recognition software that unlocks your phone for you, AI or not AI?
I would say that's AI, because it's, you know, technology reading your face.
Okay. Next one. The bad guys in the Terminator movies.
Oh, I've never actually seen the Terminator.
I'll be honest.
Yeah?
Neither have I.
Oh. She's using references. She doesn't understand. Are they, they're robots, right?
They're evil robots, yeah.
Okay, well.
But are robots AI?
Yes. These are the big questions.
These are the big
I would say that that is AI.
Okay. Next, Grammarly, AI or not AI?
Ooh. That's a hard one. I guess it's like technology testing your grammar. So, yeah, it would be artificial intelligence.
Okay. Next one is TikTok face filters.
I don't know. I don't think so. Well,
My favourite ones are the ones that turn your face into like a frog or something.
Oh.
You know, they morph your face.
Yeah.
I like those.
See, I don't. Oh. But I mean, the ones with like aging, you know, where they like change your face into. That's got to be AI. Like, there's no way that that's just like.
That is intelligence.
Exactly. That is artificial and intelligence. So, yeah, I would say AI.
Okay. And last one is CoStar, the astrological.
Ooh.
I'm a Scorpio, by the way.
Oh, I'm a Gemini. I'm not going to lie. I do. I went through a phase where I was constantly on the CoStar app.
Oh, okay, good.
I was like, oh, this explains a lot.
I'm glad you know it then.
Yeah, I do.
What do you think? AI or not AI?
No, because it's going off of astrology. So I would say not artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's just drawing conclusions from general.
Exactly.
Facts, like AI does.
True. You make a good point here. Now you're making me question. No, I'm going to stick with it.
Okay, stick with your answer.
Yeah.
Okay, so want to know how you did?
Of course.
The gag is that everything I listed is AI.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You mean that I didn't get a full score?
Oh, absolutely not. But that's okay, because you've led us wonderfully into the topic we're going to be talking about with our two wonderful participants, where we talked about using AI in your studies.
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
Let's see what they've got to say.
Let's see.
So I'm here with Sasha, who's studying lab medicine, and Blake, who's doing creative communications. So to start us off, I was wondering if either of you had any tips on how students can use artificial intelligence as a tool to help them study.
So for example, when you're doing a research for an assignment, but the topic that your professor has given you seems very complicated. So you go to AI and say like, please simplify this to me. So that way it simplifies the assignment topic.
Yeah.
And you get an idea, okay, this is where I need to start. And these are the research topics I need to pick actually.
We see there how the software can be used to break down barriers of understanding, like the concentration barrier. That's a huge one for me.
I've also used it a bit interestingly that I haven't really seen it being used before is when I would copy the rubric into ChatGPT and be like, okay, make yourself familiar with this. And then, you know, it'd spit out things saying you need to work on structure, you need to work on this. You probably talk about this for a little bit longer kind of thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
But
and honestly, I
see no problem with that at all.
No, I don't. That's using it as a tool, I would say.
Yeah. You think of students who maybe they missed a lecture and they haven't been able to attend classes, but they need, you know, a lecture summarized or something like that. Yeah. So I don't like that thinking of, oh, it's just bad because it's a shortcut. It's like,
it is a good and a bad shortcut.
Yeah.
It depends on the way you use it.
Yeah. Your intention.
Sometimes shortcuts are preferable. They are actually profitable, but sometimes the shortcuts also makes you to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. That's yeah. It's at the cost of you learning something. Mm-hmm. I would
also
agree with that.
Developing your other skills. So yeah. For example, in our field, it's the writing of the practical. So the practical report writing or the results writing, the research of other research papers to see like what key points they actually trying to give us. And if you use AI and ChatGPT to directly ask them for the answers, you are actually starting to lose that skill.
Ultimately, I do think people who know how to leverage AI tools are going to end up getting like a leg up above people who don't know how to leverage them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another aspect of AI, which can be tricky because like not everyone has access to a computer that they can use ChatGPT for. So like, what if you have a new standard in courses as a marker where you're like, okay, spelling grammar is all perfect 100%, but this one isn't. What was it? And it was because 99% of those students use ChatGPT to check, you know, the work. And then that one person didn't because they don't have access.
Is that fair?
Is it fair? Although you always have to assume that there's going to be, different luxuries people have.
I don't think you should punish the people who are using it, but I think you need to support people who aren't too. I don't think coursework will ever rely on ChatGPT or like AI, but like I wouldn't be very impressed if a tutor had said, yeah, put it in ChatGPT to see if it goes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be impressed with that.
That's true.
But like at the same time, I don't think people should be going, you shouldn't use ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't be using AI to do it because I think it saves time. If used correctly and ethically, I'd say.
Yeah.
I use it for my lectures to say like, so this is the professor, what the professor wants. Like these are the learning outcomes, but all of the information is in the learning outcomes.
Yeah.
Which ones are more specifically key information that I need to actually need to know. So that's how I use my ChatGPT to say like, hey, give me like key information that I need to know.
Yeah. Do you think that you're losing anything by using ChatGPT in that way? Or do you think it's just like you've just adopted another tool in your research process?
Well, because I do my summary notes by myself and then use ChatGPT to see if I missed anything or if I actually need to cross something out because it still gives too much detail, which is not actually needed. I don't think I lose anything. But if, for example, I actually change the process, go to ChatGPT directly and then ask summarizes for me, then I'm losing the skill of finding the key information in a large context and making them as dot points.
I do use it to get the ball rolling. I'll get the assessment requirements, paste it in, say, plan this for me. Figure out what the important things are to do. And then we'll do that. I think the line is when you stop using it as a reference, as a tool, and you start copying and pasting.
Yeah.
I think that's the line that you were talking about.
Yeah.
The second you go from inspiration to using it for work, like as in like using it as your work, that's where it becomes not acceptable to use, in my opinion anyway.
Because I use Grammarly and ChatGPT. Anything that I'm going to submit, I have it checked by those programs, usually ChatGPT now. And it's just because it's like there could be a comma misplaced or that kind of thing. It's like using a calculator. I would not submit an assignment that had any addition in it had I not checked it with a calculator.
Exactly.
It's horrible.
No, yeah, that's right.
And it's like, and
2 plus 2 equals 5.
You got to check it. We're creative students. You have to check it. You have to check
it. And I have to think, like, it would be ridiculous to ask students not to use calculators in their assignment.
True.
So, like, is ChatGPT or, like, this kind of AI not just another one of these tools that's going to become synonymous with studying?
Yeah, I think in the way that you were using it, that you're saying you're using it, you paste it in and say, check this for me, I think that's fine. Mm. I think that's using it as a tool.
I think unis would be giving a huge disservice to their students if they didn't teach them how to use it and why industry might expect them to use it.
I definitely can see how people go, oh, God, I need to do this. I'm just going to put it through ChatGPT. Done.
Yeah.
And then rinse and repeat. And all of a sudden, they're not doing any of their own work.
Yeah.
They're making a computer do it.
Yeah.
Who are you, really?
I know.
What's your work?
And who are you?
Yeah. Like,
what are you doing?
Exactly. What are you doing? You're not doing the work. You're not the person you're saying you are to your colleagues or to your uni friends or to your tutor, you know?
And if you create something under false pretenses through ChatGPT, let's say, you don't have that pride for your work because it's not
yours.
Like,
that's right.
And in some of the cases, like, the only times tutors interact with you are through your assignments.
Exactly.
And so...
especially with online classes. Yeah, like, the massive online classes now, all you're getting is emails from tutors. That's all you're getting. All the feedback at the end.
Yeah, and imagine if their only reference to you and, like, who you are as a person are these assignments that you blatantly used ChatGPT on.
That's not who you are.
Yeah, exactly. So like, how is that benefiting you?
Yes.
I feel like we always think we're smarter than the unis. We always think we're smarter than the tutors. But, like, we forget that, one, it's not an us versus them.
Yeah.
Like, it's very much we're all working together.
And that's another aspect of it that I don't think is talked about enough of, like, I don't want to deceive my tutors because I genuinely, like, I like most of them mm-hmm. as people. Like, if I see them in the cafe, I'm going to stop and chat with mm-hmm. them. And it's like, so, yeah, just the thought of them reading it and being like, oh, no, it's a ChatGPT. I would hate them to have that. That's, like, that's a very nice, like, human way to try and dissuade students from, like, academic misconduct because it's just, like, you're manipulating them. You're manipulating your tutors by deceiving them. Like, do you do have a rapport with them? They've watched you grow for like mm-hmm. 3 years or however many years. Like, yeah, don't break that trust. So how are your courses and your tutors interacting with AI?
Our professors, some of them know that we're using ChatGPT, so they change up the questions format so that we can still implement the skills that we need to learn while also using ChatGPT for, like, inspiration and get, like, formatting examples to implement in our work. And other professors are saying, like, you can use this software to actually generate questions for you so you can practice and see where are your shortcomings.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, like, they say as straightforward, like, yes, we know that you're using it, so we are changing, like, the format of the questions and stuff. And they even, like, one of my professors even said, like, that he's using ChatGPT to generate practice questions from the lecture notes. So I said, like, even professors are using this, not only students.
I've pretty much used it to either plan out my assignment and, you know, give me a few dot points to get me started, as I said before, get the ball moving.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everyone's been there where they've sat at their computer and gone, what am I going to be talking about right now? So, yeah, I'd say, give me 3 dot points on this. Mm. And then I'll spit them out and I'll go, brilliant. And then I go.
I do use ChatGPT a lot, mostly because our course involves a lot of scientific language, academic scientific language, which sometimes is you're just, like, lost in a sentence. In a scientific sentence, because it's long, it's compacted, and it's like, okay, I am lost. So, like, I go to ChatGPT and say, like, could you please simplify this to me, because I have no idea what's going on. And then especially with the terms, with some of the terms, the course assumes that you know them, but sometimes you don't. And also when I have very compact lectures, I do summary notes, but then because there's, like, so much information, I am not sure if the information that they include in my summary notes is too much or too little. So I usually go to ChatGPT and say, like, hey, so these are the learning objectives and this is the lecture content. Could you give me the summary? And then I just compare them and see, like, what's the difference between them.
Yeah.
Aside from that, other artificial intelligence are Grammarly. Always, always checking for misspellings, mistakes, double checking, triple checking.
Yeah.
Just to get the marks, because that one comma can change the whole meaning of the sentence.
It can.
You don't want it to change.
It can.
And I think that the university should establish, like, clear rules about it.
Yeah.
Because this, right now, we're just guessing this is okay and this is not okay.
Yeah.
I would love to see each professor to include that topic in their welcome video so that we would know what is actually okay with them and not.
Yeah. Maybe we also need to rethink about how we talk about AI, because when some tutors talk about AI, they're just talking about students cheating with ChatGPT. They're not thinking about the fact that courses are
using it a lot.
Like, it's the whole basis of, like,
the virtual,
the study.
Like, experiments that you can try.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I think those rules exist and I think they are clear, but I haven't been taught them.
No.
And so, like, a course or even just at the beginning of courses, I don't know, crash course on AI and how you can use AI in this course. Mm-hmm. It might vary from course to course.
Oh, yeah. That would be a very beneficial thing.
Yeah. I think that would be good. Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool because then that'd open people's eyes. I feel like I'm making generalizations here, but I feel like people just go, write this, copy, paste. I don't know if that actually happens, but I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is, you know, a lot of uni students don't have a lot of time. So I can imagine that people would just go, yep, copy paste. But I think if they're aware of how completely different they are and how wrong it can be sometimes,
yeah,
that it would dissuade people from using it like that.
Yeah.
And persuade them to use it in a way that saves them time still, but optimizes their thinking.
Yeah.
I would say.
Get them to like compare and think more critically about like, why is this better? Like 100%. On a human level, why is this? Why does it read better? Why is it more interesting? Rather than just be like, don't use it. It's wrong.
Exactly.
The reality of being a student is that every course is so different, every tutor is so different, and they're all going to have different opinions on AI. How do you, as a student, not stray off the path if you're having such different instructions for each course?
I think, if you use ChatGPT, you lose your integrity in your work.
Yeah.
I think you lose it anyway.
And you lose the opportunity to do something new and interesting and just create something new and interesting.
Because that's the point of ChatGPT, isn't it? It's based off lots and lots of information that's already been done.
I think as students as well, to finish off, the sentiment is we shouldn't cheat ourselves out of the opportunity to express our intelligence by resorting to shortcuts. Especially because using AI as a shortcut robs us of the chance to create something unique. You know, uni's about exploring our skills in a safe, controlled environment. We shouldn't take advantage of that opportunity to grow.
Listening to the UniSA Study Room podcast, the podcast created by students for students. To close out today's episode, we discussed how generative AI tools work as a prompt to enhance productivity, inspire innovative thinking, and spark creativity. Now remember, while AI can be a helpful tool, it is crucial for us as responsible AI users to maintain authenticity in the work we produce while studying, upholding the principles of academic integrity. Embracing the values of honesty and originality in our academic endeavours not only preserves the true essence of learning, but also contributes to a culture of trust and credibility within our work. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to tune into our other episodes and share this episode with a uni friend. You can also visit the Academic Integrity site for more on using artificial intelligence. If you have more specific questions, you can talk to your tutors, or for more general questions about using AI at uni, you can also book an appointment with a learning advisor. Until next time, happy studying.